So, spirituality is not about escaping life and running away from our problems. It's not about blaming other people or events for our own experience. Charles Fillmore wrote, "Spirituality is the consciousness that relates us directly to God." The consciousness. That's everything that we're aware of, relating us directly to God. It's quickened and it grows through prayer and through gatherings like this and gatherings like earlier this morning, walking the talk. That's how we quicken and grow our spirituality. Now, the point last week's lesson was to practice being consciously aware of your inner dialogue, those thoughts and those voices that you constantly hear in your head. Did anybody practice? Yeah, some of you. I did. And man, you learn a lot about where you are in your journey when you begin to listen to those thoughts, to that chatter that goes on in your mind. And if you're like me, there are some things that you want to change as a result of listening to that chatter. Because that's not where you want your focus to be. That's not where you want to place your attention. So, when we take a deep breath and release it and realize that this inner dialogue, these thoughts, the stuff circling us are not us, that we are the person projecting or thinking that stuff, the being, the soul, who is listening to that, hearing, experiencing those thoughts, when we begin to realize that, that's the key to being free. That's the key to spiritual liberation. That's the key to untethering ourselves from that stuff that draws us in. You know, one thing we need to do is to become aware of where our thoughts are going, what they're choosing. Because in non-awareness, we're giving our control away. But when we're aware of what's happening, we can always let those thoughts pass through. Yes, take them into consideration. Don't stuff them into your subconscious. But I like to take them and say, why are you thinking that? Or what is that to the whole scope of things? I sit back as the observer and take a look at those thoughts that are circling my life. I must say, I must be doing good because I've had a lot of good thoughts this week. They come in and flow out, and I've been feeling more energy than I felt in quite a while since I've been paying attention. Are you paying attention? Pay attention. It will help you in your spiritual journey. Consciousness is what we are aware of. So we can take it and look at the things that are flowing through. And just take an objective look at it. Just let it pass through. If it's nothing that you need hold on to, it's just information that you are receiving that may or may not be helpful. Sometimes we get thoughts or voices or things circling us that aren't helpful, aren't we? Eat that piece of cake. Oh, don't go to exercise. Let's just lay here this morning. Anybody ever go through that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm not going to say I don't. But paying attention to thoughts, we also get good things go through there too. Like thoughts that I am a spiritual being. Those thoughts pass through too. You know, in his book, The Untethered Soul, Singer speaks of the energy of the heart. That there are sometimes things that block that connection. Have you ever, whatever happens, like, oh, I just had a newborn niece this week. And looking at those pictures, immediately my heart felt a sense of overwhelming love. Someone close to you makes their transition, and what happens to the hearts in those cases? They feel vibrations of incredible sadness sometimes, don't they? Or maybe joy that the person has moved on and they're all is well. But when you experience these things, notice where the energy occurs in you. That's what I've been doing this week. And I notice a lot of it flows through my heart region. Energy in the dictionary is defined as strength and vitality. Sustained physical or, in our case where we're talking this morning, mental activity. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, he defines energy as, I love this, the power of God within us to accomplish. Strength or vigor of expression, internal or inherent power. He also says this about the heart, and so much flows through the heart. He says the heart, he defines the heart as love, the invisible center of consciousness from which divine substance, which we learned this morning, the underlying, well, we said divine idea, but it's the same thing. Underlying reality of all things. It underlies all manifestation and is the spiritual essence, the living energy out of which everything is poured forth. Boy, that's a powerful statement, isn't it? That's a power, it flows through the heart. So we're talking about energy. Energy can get packed up and stored deep into the heart. It can form a block. A quote from Michael in the book he wrote, energy is blocked in two ways. One of the ways is our mind or our hearts are resisting an experience. That's one way. When our minds and our hearts are resisting an experience, we can block the energy. And when our minds and our hearts are clinging to an experience, you ever have anyone that every time you meet them, they tell you the same good tale over and over again? It's stuck in there. That's all they focus on is what happened last year that was so good. It's blocked in there, and that energy isn't flowing out, that thought isn't flowing through. Our thoughts, one thing to understand is that they're not meant to just be stuck in us. Sometimes our thoughts come through the ego telling us about some things in our lives. If we take that and just hold on to it and believe it, like if it's a thought that you're not good enough, you take that, hold on to it and believe it and just let it stay there. And this is a movie that you show every day when you go out into the world, that I'm not good enough, I'm subservient to you, that I'm... You ever try to give someone a gift and they say, oh no, you shouldn't have done that. That's another way. That's another way of blocking. Yes, they should have given it to you. Yes, you should just take it and say yes. I had to learn that one myself. That's kind of difficult to accept. We're good givers, but can we receive with a joyful heart? Because it's in receiving that you bless the giver. And it's a continuous thing. And it's a continuous flow. It's not stagnant. It keeps things going. So, what's the things that block this energy? All that chatter, right? All those thoughts. Especially the reoccurring ones. The ones we always think. I caught myself in a thought that I always had. And it's not one that I need to hold on to because it does not support my spiritual growth. Take a moment and think about that a moment. What is a thought that you're continually thinking that is not supporting your spiritual growth? Boy, when we think about that, sometimes there's an argument going on within us, isn't there? I mean, without anything real happening on the outer physical plane, our thoughts sometimes can leave us worn out. There's a battle going on in there, and it's really not necessary. But we hold those thoughts, we built the dam. You know, beavers build a dam, not to live on that dam, but they build the dam so that the water preceding it can make a pool. And in this pool, it's comfort. It's something that they're familiar with. Sometimes we build that dam within our thinking, and we keep those thoughts there. You ever get angry over and over and over again about the same thing? You know, I had this prepared before we did Walk the Talk this morning, so if you hear some of this, it's not you. I just thought about that. But our thoughts assert energy. Our thoughts assert energy. It's so important to pay attention to what we're thinking. The energy that we want to express and feel comes from within, not from some outer source. When someone tells you something and you hold that thought and you let it circle round and round, and for you it becomes your truth with a little t, you're setting up a block. I like what he talks about, and if you haven't read the book, it's packed, and as I give you my take on it, I can't give you everything that's in here. We'd be here a long time today. But I'm kind of just picking out what I think you can take and incorporate and use to help build this community that we want here at Unity Church of Life. We build it by one, aligning our individual consciousness with spirit. And that consciousness rises and blends together and creates that bonfire that we want to have to draw those who are in need of the warmth and the love that we teach here. So, my code talks about samskara. I might be pronouncing it wrong. I practice this and practice these pronunciation. S-A-M-S-K-A-R-A. Samskara. And it's a release of energy that has become stuck. And this energy continues to cycle in a pattern without release. And this is the energy that carries those childhood thoughts, those unresolved wounds, those things that we have thought are our core for years and years and years. I can't go any further than I'm going. I can't learn any more than I'm learning. All these thoughts, they're blocks of energy that are not allowed to flow through us. The thing that he says about thoughts is, thoughts are supposed to flow through the heart and out. Flow through the heart and out. And then more flow through and out. Not flow through and stay. We take them, we use them, we process them, and then we release them. We release them. That's like letting go and letting God. You know, when we let go and let God, we don't hold on to what it is we want to release, do we? Or do we? If we hold on, if you're holding on to what you want to release, if you're repeating it over and over and over, the block may be set up, the block of energy, it's unable to flow. So, to release these energies are to come into an awareness, to simply allow the experience to pass through us. He references yoga and meditation. Anybody do yoga where you kind of relax and let it flow and let go? We have an abundance of heart energy. But when the flow is stopped, it's stopped because we're blocking it with our thoughts. We've shut our hearts off and our minds. We become rigid and nothing can flow through. Have you ever, I'm trying to think of an experience of this. Have you ever had an argument with someone and then you thought that you thought, well, I'll let that go, but you haven't really let it go. 10 years later, something similar happens, or you see that person, and you're angry all over again. That's an example of blocking and shutting off your heart and your mind. So how do you process this? What do you do? I want to give you just a little bit from this, because I think he can say it better than I can. And for those who want to know where I'm reading for them, from page 57 in the book, next to the last paragraph. So when we have this blocks, when we're stuck, when the flow cannot move through us, when we can't take a thought in. And remember last week, this couples with last week's lesson where you sit back and you observe that thought as an observer. And you take a look at it, and I say, I question it. What is this to the whole scheme of things? What does this mean to anything in my life, in my spiritual life? I had a person that every time we come together, they'll say something that will rub me wrong. And I worked on that with this process. And I begin to think, what is that to me? What does that matter? And I took it in and I let it go. I processed it through my heart. I processed it through pure love. Pure love. And so here it says, you have a choice. Do you want to try to change the world so it doesn't disturb your samskara? Or are you willing to go through a process of purification? And part of that process is, don't make decisions based on stimulated blockage, those thoughts that are blocked, that they keep reoccurring and they keep coming, rising to the surface. It says, learn to be centered enough just to watch the stuff come up. Have you taken time to take that breath, get centered deep within? Don't stuff the thoughts away. Let them come up. And then ask the question, what is this in the plan, in my spiritual path? What is this to me? And it says, once you sit deeply enough inside, stop fighting the stored up energy patterns, and let them come up and pass through. They'll come up during the day, and they'll come up in your dreams. You know, stuff always happens, right? Anybody didn't have anything happen that today that they weren't, or last this week that they weren't happy with? Okay, one and me. You have to not hold that in. Take that deep breath, get centered. And I pull that thought up and put it in front of you because it's not you. You are not your thought. Your thoughts have the energy to go out and create, manifest, but you are not your thoughts. We can make choices. It says that they'll come up constantly. Your heart will become accustomed to the process of releasing and cleansing. Just let it happen. Get over it. Don't process them one by one. That's too slow. Stay centered and behind them and let go. Just like the physical body purges bacteria and foreign matter, the natural flow of your energy will purge the stored up patterns from your heart. And guess what? You receive the reward. You receive the reward, which is spiritual liberation. I love that. I love that. So, what are some ways that we can process this. Well, one of the things is to remember that you're not trying to change whatever is you're experiencing or whatever the outer circumstances is. You're not trying to escape or push it from your experience. You want to awaken to those thoughts that are sending out that energy. And then send them through the purification process, through moving them through your heart and letting go. I call it let go, let God, knowing that everything is working as it should. Everything is working as it should. So let's take a moment. Let's take a moment and do some cleansing right here, right now. I want you to pull up something in your mind as we prepare for meditation. I want you to pull up something in your mind that may keep circling, and you know something may pop up right away because we have, until we come into an awareness, we have those things that keep coming up and coming up and coming up that we won't or can't let go of because we think that this is something that's necessary for me right here, right now. Only thing necessary for you is the awareness that you are a spiritual being and that all this is a human experience. It's like a movie, and you can move through it. So take a deep breath. And if you have that reoccurring thought, I want you to feel yourself moving from the center of it and putting it in front of you. Just like words written on a board, put it in front of you. And I want you to think about what has this to do with my freeing power? What has this to do with my life and my happiness and wholeness? If it's a thought about a health experience, you're outside of that, you're looking at that. God is your health. That energy within is your health. That movement and that activity is your health. So what is this thought to do with that? Can you let it go? Through a process of elimination. If you have a bunch of whys and can'ts and whats, let them rise up and let them go. And as you drop down from your head to your heart, notice the flow that's occurring right here, right now. We can move thoughts through that region, let them be touched by love, and let it flow. Our thoughts often are transitory. They're not the truth of who we are. Our experiences are not the truth of who we are. You are forever in the flow of God. that flow is moving through you. Open the valve, let those thoughts that may be blocked free. I want you to take these words in. Today I consciously align with the power and presence of God. My mind is a magnet for universal life energy. That energy is moving down through me. It's flowing through my heart. My prayers, thoughts, and actions are in keeping with divine will. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing that I am on an inward journey. And as we move down the pathway, let's recite the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And as we let those words flow through, knowing that they're going forth, creating that circulation in which I can grow, in which I can surrender to my indwelling spirit. And in all that knowing, I hold to the truth that my heart is open wide. Say that quietly to yourself. My heart is open wide. Feel the energy flowing and moving as it should. My heart is open wide. And bring someone up in mind. It could be someone that you may be having a challenge with right now or not. Just someone you want to feel this energy. And I want you to affirm for them, your heart is open wide. Let those words flow from you, reaching and touching anyone you want to send this energy to. Your heart is open wide. And for us as a community, let us affirm together our hearts are open wide. Don't let those words get stuck or get blocked in there. Let them flow so they can float out into the community and reach and touch our hearts are open wide. Feel the vibrations moving in and around and through you and out and back in and around and through you. Our hearts are open wide. We have released and we're claiming right here, right now, any energy that is blocked, any energy trying to tie us to past. We want to live in this moment, right now. Our hearts are open wide. And the flow of energy is moving out into the community beyond these doors. Our hearts are open wide. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning. We're grateful that we know you. We're grateful for that energy that's moving. We're grateful for the words that have been given us, that we may take some time and sit and think and breathe out any blocks that may be keeping us from attaining our highest good. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.